Hey guys, good morning. I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. Well, that said, this morning, I am annoyed. Well, you want to know why I'm annoyed this morning? Well, here's this. Listening to Tommy Lahren, this morning, and she is pro-choice. And she said that if Donald Trump doesn't leave, the Roe versus Wade alone and not allow women have choice of abortion. Well, Tommy, let me ask you this. Where in the Bible does it say a woman has the right to have abortion? Huh? Where does it say that in the Bible? Jesus didn't even say about abortion in these scriptures, right? Well, let me tell you this. To all of the liberals out there, the Bible does not talk about abortion. It does talk about women's rights to have abortion because the government does not care about your health, ladies. I'm telling you, they don't care about it. All they care about is feeding their god called Baal. That's all they care about is Baal. And they want you to abort that baby to feed Baal. That is Satan right there. And Lucifer wants to kill your baby. That's all he's focused on is your baby and ripping the body parts to have the doctors that abort the baby and to put it on his altar. That's all they're doing is sacrificing your baby. Because Tommy Lahren, I don't know where you get it from. I don't know why you want Roe versus Wade to be left alone. And why you are attacking the new judge that was chosen by Donald Trump. Because I think this guy will take down Roe versus Wade if you like it or not. I don't know if your pastor is lying to you, Tommy. Because if you're going to a church that is pro-choice, you should get out of that church. Because no church should be pro-choice. Because the Bible doesn't talk about pro-choice and abortion. Now let me tell you what Jesus says about children. This isn't important. Matthew, I'm going to read two passages. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 18 and 19. And it says right here. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become a little child, become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Well, Tommy, well, I just read what Jesus said. Because Jesus said that the children is a role model to us. It's an example to us to act like them. That's what these children are. Because these children are ministers of God. And you want these children to be aborted and ripped out of their mother's womb? How dare you allow saying that these Christians should be ashamed of themselves for allowing the abortion to be illegalized? How dare you to say that? You're going to the church that is 501c3 that wants them to be shut up and not talk about abortion and talk against abortion. What kind of Christian are you, Tommy? Huh? You work for Fox News and you go on live television and telling women that they have a right to abort their baby, to murder their child. Who are you to say that? Leave Roe v. Wade alone. Really? A minute ago, you were all for Trump, and you were excited about the other Supreme Court justice that he chose, but Neil Gorsuch. But you know Neil Gorsuch is pro-life, not pro-choice. What side are you on? Are you on the left side or the right side? Me? I'm not on either side. Not on the left, I'm not on the right, but neutral. Why? Because I don't deal with that bullcrap. I don't even care about political views. All I care about is the children. That's all I care about. And putting in, because Mark Taylor and I are the same. I like this that Mark Taylor said. There are two dogs inside of man. There's a dog of doom and gloom, and there's a dog of good news. Which dog are you feeding the most? Are you feeding the doom and gloom dog or the dog of good news? Because you should be praying for these people who murder their children. Murder unborn babies. Yeah, that's right. You should be praying for them. Not encouraging them to murder babies. You should be praying for them and telling them that what they're doing is wrong. That's what you should be doing, Tommy Whalen. Yeah. Tommy Lahren. A girl who was originally thought of herself as a pro-life. Really? Because Jesus said that these children are ministers to us. We don't minister to them, they minister to us. That's what they're doing. Whenever my step-nephew ministered to me and talked to me about Jesus, I don't even listen. All I do is turn him away. And I'm guilty about that. But you should be listening. These children are ministers of God. That's what they are. These children are ministers of God. All you're doing is trying to shut them up by aborting them. Because you don't want to listen to the truth. Because truth hurts. You can't take it. Jesus said, go out to the world and preach good news. Not go out and preach bad news. Preach good news. That's what Jesus is saying. That's what Jesus is encouraging us to do. Is preach good news. Preach the cross. Aren't these evangelicals doing it? No, they're not. They're not preaching the cross. They're not preaching Jesus. They're preaching doom and gloom. These pastors are filling up these seats to lie to these people. Why? Because that pastor is demon possessed. The 501c3 is telling that pastor, oh, inviting Satan. Inviting Satan. No. You need a church that is prayerful and preach the good news. Not doom and gloom. You watch these TV pastors like Joel Osteen, who is pro-choice himself, because all of the term sellers do, he said abortion, 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 abortion. Oh, you have a right to choose. You have a right to choose. Where in the Bible does it say you have a right to choose? Yeah, you do have a right to choose, but Jesus is not pro-choice. He's pro-life. And these people crucified him because he's pro-life. He is. He's pro-life. That's why he was crucified. Because these children were being murdered left and right, and Jesus stood up for them, and he was crucified for it. And he don't even see why he was crucified. Because he loved the children. That's why he died. That's the main reason why he died. Because for the children. And for the sins that they were about to commit. Because my little nephew comes up to me and say, Nick, do you know why Jesus died on the cross? I know why he died. But until he told me. Nick, the reason why Jesus died on the cross because it's how you treat me. Because you treat me like garbage. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Yeah. That's what That's why Jesus died on the cross. It's how you treat the children. How you treat the child, and you commit sin against the child? Jordan is an example of why Jesus died on the cross for my sins. It affects how I treat the kid. Because Jordan reminds me all the time why he died. Because he loved us. And he still does. He loves you. He loves us. He loves all children. And Jordan reminds me. Well, Jesus doesn't treat kids like garbage like you do. Jesus loved them. Jordan reminds me that all the time. A kid that is being raised by his grandfather because his parents are in jail, incarcerated. Do you ever get that? Because when you're in jail or in prison, who's going to minister to you? Who's going to tell you about Jesus? That child. That child is going to come to that jail to minister to you and tell you about Jesus to change your life. That's what that child is. That child is going to grow up to be a prison minister. He's going to go to prisons to minister to the inmates. That's what he's going to do. These pastors are called Gideons. They go to these prisons to minister to the inmates. And you want to abort these children? Why? What do you want to abort them so that they won't be an evangelist? Maybe that's why you want it. That's why you want them to be aborted. So that they won't go out to all of the world to preach the gospel. Because you are listening to the doom and gloom. You are allowing Satan to use you to shut them up. Oh, abort old babies. Yeah, that's because by telling these mothers that they have a right to abort these babies, you're telling the child to shut up. Here's what else Jesus says right here. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. And it is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet, to be cast into the everlasting fire. I'm going to stop there. Do you see what Jesus said? To be casted into the everlasting fire. If you want to go into the everlasting life, besides the lake of fire, you better think twice what you're doing. You have to. You have to think twice what you're doing. Cut off your hand and foot, and because you descend. Even Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Guess what you're doing? You're letting your left hand knowing to know what your right hand is doing. Who's the left hand? The left hand is the Democrats. The Democratic Party is telling you that you should be pro-choice. In the right hand, who's the Republicans saying that you have to be pro-life? You have to stop murdering babies. Because the left hand wants the babies to be shut up and aborted. And the right hand wants to stop the abortion. And this has to stop. Murdering children has to stop. Welfare state has to go. The 501c3 has to go. It has to. Being pro-choice. You're out of your mind, Tommy Laren. You are. You're out of your mind. What I just read to you, Tommy, is the truth. And you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear nothing. You don't. Do you ever watch the recordings, the clippings of the interviews on Fox, or watch the clippings of your own show and hear what you're saying? I do encourage you to watch the clippings on YouTube or on Fox News website. Your DNA has been handed to the enemy. He altered your DNA, and you wonder why you're being fake. You're getting sick physically and mentally. The reason why you're getting sick is because you are allowing yourself to listen to the doom and gloom. And allow the enemy to control you. Why do you always act out and allow the enemy to come into you during the full moon at night? And because you're possessed by demons. That's why you act strange. That's why you act violently. Are you pro-Trump or anti-Trump? Are you pro-Hillary Clinton or anti-Hillary Clinton? Because I am anti-Hillary Clinton. I think crooked Hillary wants the children to be aborted. She wants the 501c3 to be in a church. She wants these children to be quiet. Because crooked Hillary, she is pro-choice, not pro-life. She murders babies. She's a pedophile. And you are listening to her. The reason why she has those coughing spells is because she is demon-possessed and she's choking on her own words that comes out of her mouth from Satan. That's why she chokes. That's why she has those coughing fits. Because she's choking on her own words that Satan is feeding into her. I'm telling you, Tommy, you have to repent from your sins. Watch those clippings on Fox News and listen to what you're saying. Do you ever think before you speak? I work in an orphan camp. We have 18 kids from New York City. Their mothers wanted to abort them, but chose not to. Chose to abandon them. Because the government said no. Because ever since Trump announced that he was running for president, he said no to abortion. And that's why these parents are abandoning their children, because they were refused service to abort the baby. Well, knowing that the government wants the baby to be aborted, but the family says, have the child and abandon it. These children that are at my camp right now, be aborted, be murdered in the mother's womb, or be abandoned. Let me tell you this, Tommy. I'm going to regret this later. Oh, yeah, I am going to regret this later. I hope you don't have children. Yeah, I hope you don't have children. Why am I saying that? Because you are going to go to the abortion clinic and murder that baby. I know it. You're going to get pregnant by some dirtbag who's going to tell you to abort the baby. And you're going to listen to that guy who doesn't want to be your father. And you're going to abort the baby. And I hope you don't have that child. And I hope you don't get pregnant. And yes, I'm going to regret it later. I am going to regret it. But it's the truth. Yes, I have to watch what I say, but it's the truth. If you don't want a child, don't have it at all. But I do pray, when you do have children in the future, that you would repent from your sins and think twice what you're doing. Hey guys, good morning. I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. Well, that said, this morning, I am annoyed. Well, you want to know why I'm annoyed this morning? Well, here's this. Listening to Tommy Lahren, this morning, and she is pro-choice, and she said that if Donald Trump doesn't leave the Roe versus Wade alone and not allow women have choice of abortion, well, Tommy, let me ask you this. Where in the Bible does it say a woman has the right to have abortion. Huh? Where does it say that in the Bible? Jesus didn't even say about abortion in these scriptures. Right? Well, let me tell you this. To all of the liberals out there, the Bible does not talk about abortion. It does talk about women's rights to have abortion. Because the government does not care about your health, ladies. I'm telling you, they don't care about it. All they care about is feeding their god called Baal. That's all they care about is Baal. And they want you to abort that baby to feed Baal. That is Satan right there. And Lucifer wants to kill your baby. That's all he's focused on is your baby and ripping the body parts to have the doctors that abort the baby and to put it on his altar. That's all they're doing is sacrificing your baby. Because Tommy Laren, I don't know where you get it from. I don't know why you want Wilfred Wade to be left alone, and why you are attacking the new judge that was chosen by Donald Trump. Because I think this guy will take down Roe versus Wade, if you like it or not. I don't know if your pastor is lying to you, Tommy. Because if you're going to a church that is pro-choice, you should get out of that church. Because no church should be pro-choice. Because the Bible doesn't talk about pro-choice and abortion. Now let me tell you what Jesus says about children. This isn't important. Matthew, I'm going to read two passages. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 18 and 19. And it says, right here. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become a little child, become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Well, Tommy, well, I just read what Jesus said. Because Jesus said that the children is a role model to us. It's an example to us to act like them. That's what these children are. Because these children are ministers of God. And you want these children to be aborted and ripped out of their mother's womb? How dare you allow saying that these Christians should be ashamed of themselves for allowing the abortion to be illegalized? How dare you to say that? You're going to the church that is 501c3 that wants them to be shut up and not talk about abortion and talk against abortion. What kind of Christian are you, Tommy? Huh? You work for Fox News and you go on live television and telling women that they have a right to abort their baby, to murder their child. Who are you to say that? Leave Roe v. Wade alone. Really? A minute ago, you were all for Trump, and you were excited about the other Supreme Court justice that he chose. But Neil Gorsuch. But you know Neil Gorsuch is pro-life, not pro-choice. What side are you on? Are you on the left side or the right side? Me? I'm not on either side. Not on the left, I'm not on the right, but neutral. Why? Because I don't deal with that bullcrap. I don't even care about political views. All I care about is the children. That's all I care about. And putting because Martell and I are the same. I like this that Martell said. There are two dogs inside of man. There's a dog of doom and gloom, and there's a dog of good news. Which dog are you feeding the most? Are you feeding the doom and gloom dog or the dog of good news? Because you should be praying for these people who murder their children. Murder unborn babies. Yeah, that's right. You should be praying for them. Not encouraging them to murder babies. You should be praying for them and telling them that what they're doing is wrong. That's what you should be doing, Tommy Whalen. Yeah. Tommy Lahren. A girl who was originally thought of herself as a pro-life. Really? Because Jesus said that these children are ministers to us. We don't minister to them, they minister to us. That's what they're doing. Whenever my step-nephew ministered to me and talked to me about Jesus, I don't even listen. All I do is turn him away. And I'm guilty about that. but you should be listening. These children are ministers of God. That's what they are. These children are ministers of God. All you're doing is trying to shut them up by aborting them. Because you don't want to listen to the truth. Because truth hurts. You can't take it. Jesus said, go out to the world and preach good news. Not go out and preach bad news. Preach good news. That's what Jesus is saying. That's what Jesus is encouraging us to do, is preach good news. Preach the cross. Aren't these evangelicals doing it? No, they're not. They're not preaching the cross. They're not preaching Jesus. They're preaching doom and gloom. These pastors are filling up these seats to lie to these people. Why? Because that pastor is demon possessed. The 501c3 is telling that pastor, oh, inviting Satan. Inviting Satan. No. You need a church that is prayerful and preach the good news. Not doom and gloom. You watch these TV pastors like Joel Osteen, who is pro-choice himself, because all the discerned fellows do, he said abortion, 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 abortion. Oh, you have a right to choose. You have a right to choose. Where in the Bible does it say you have a right to choose? Yeah, you do have a right to choose, but Jesus is not pro-choice. He's pro-life. And these people crucified him because he's pro-life. He is. He's pro-life. That's why he was crucified. Because these children were being murdered left and right, and Jesus stood up for them, and he was crucified for it. And he don't even see why he was crucified. Because he loved the children. That's why he died. That's the main reason why he died. Because for the children. And for the sins that they were about to commit. Because man knows enough, he comes up to me and say, Nick, do you know why Jesus died on the cross? I know why he died. But until he told me. Nick, the reason why Jesus died on the cross because it's how you treat me. Because you treat me like garbage. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Yeah. That's why Jesus died on the cross. It's how you treat the children. How you treat the child? And you commit sin against the child? Jordan is an example of why Jesus died on the cross for my sins. It's how I treat the kid. Big Jordan reminds me all the time why he died. Because he loved us. And he still does. He loves you. He loves us. He loves all children. And Jordan reminds me. Well, Jesus doesn't treat kids like garbage like you do. Jesus loved them. Johnny reminds me that old time. A kid that is being raised by his grandfather because his parents are in jail, incarcerated. Do you ever get that? Because when you're in jail or in prison, who's going to minister to you? Who's going to tell you about Jesus? That child. That child is going to come to that jail to minister to you and tell you about Jesus to change your life. That's what that child is. That child is going to grow up to be a prison minister. He's going to go to prisons to minister to the inmates. That's what he's going to do. These pastors are called Gideons. They go to these prisons to minister to the inmates. And you want to abort these children? Why? What do you want to abort them so that they won't be an evangelist? Maybe that's why you want it. That's why you want them to be aborted. So that they won't go out to all of the world to preach the gospel. Because you are listening to the doom and gloom. You are allowing Satan to use you to shut them up. Oh, abort old babies. Yeah, that's because by telling these mothers that they have a right to abort these babies, you're telling the child to shut up. Here's what else Jesus says right here. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. And it is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. I'm going to stop there. Do you see what Jesus said? To be casted into the everlasting fire. If you want to go into the everlasting life, besides the lake of fire, you better think twice what you're doing. You have to. You have to think twice what you're doing. Cut off your hand and foot, and because you to sin. And Jesus said, Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Guess what you're doing? You're letting your left hand knowing to know what your right hand is doing. Who's the left hand? The left hand is the Democrats. The Democratic Party is telling you that you should be pro-choice. And the right hand, who's the Republicans, saying that you have to be pro-life. You have to stop murdering babies. Because the left hand wants the babies to be shut up and aborted. And the right hand wants to stop the abortion. And this has to stop. Murdering children has to stop. Roe versus Wade has to go. The 501c3 has to go. It has to. Being pro-choice. You're out of your mind, Tommy Lahren. You are. You're out of your mind. What I just read to you, Tommy, is the truth. And you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear nothing. You don't. Do you ever watch the recordings, the clippings of the interviews on Fox, or watch the clippings of your own show and hear what you're saying? I do encourage you to watch the clippings on YouTube or on Fox News website. Your DNA has been handed to the enemy. He altered your DNA, and you wonder why you're being fake. You're getting sick physically and mentally. The reason why you're getting sick is because you are allowing yourself to listen to the doom and gloom. And allow the enemy to control you. Why do you always act out and allow the enemy to come into you during the full moon at night? And because you're possessed by demons. That's why you act strange. That's why you act violently. Are you pro-Trump or anti-Trump? Are you pro-Hillary Clinton or anti-Hillary Clinton? Because I am anti-Hillary Clinton. I think crooked Hillary wants the children to be aborted. She wants the 501c3 to be in a church. She wants these children to be quiet. Because crooked Hillary, she is pro-choice, not pro-life. She murders babies. She's a pedophile. And you are listening to her. The reason why she has those coughing spells is because she is demon-possessed and she's choking on her own words that comes out of her mouth from Satan. That's why she chokes. That's why she has those coughing fits. Because she's choking on her own words. That Satan is feeding into her. I'm telling you, Tommy, you have to repent from your sins. Watch those clippings on Fox News. And listen to what you're saying. Do you ever think before you speak? I work in an orphan camp. We have 18 kids from New York City. Their mothers wanted to abort them. But chose not to. Chose to abandon them. Because the government said no. Because ever since Trump announced that he was running for president, he said no to abortion. And that's why these parents are abandoning their children, because they were refused service to abort the baby. Well, knowing that the government wants the baby to be aborted, but the family says have the child and abandon it. These children that is at my camp right now, be aborted, be murdered in the mother's womb, or be abandoned. Let me tell you this, Tommy. I'm going to regret this later. Oh, yeah, I am going to regret this later. I hope you don't have children. Yeah, I hope you don't have children. Why am I saying that? Because you are going to go to the abortion clinic and murder that baby. I know it. You're going to get pregnant by some dirtbag who's going to tell you to abort the baby. And you're going to listen to that guy who doesn't want to be your father. And you're going to abort the baby. And I hope you don't have that child. And I hope you don't get pregnant. And yes, I'm going to regret it later. I am going to regret it. But it's the truth. Yes, I have to watch what I say, but it's the truth. If you don't want a child, don't have it at all. But I do pray, when you do have children in the future, that you would repent from your sins and think twice what you're doing.